Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Back from a very busy holiday weekend where we both had big tasks ahead of us. Let me first ask you, how did your magic show go?
I don't think I'll be getting that Las Vegas residency anytime soon. I kind of goofed on most of my tricks, and half of our family was sick on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
So I only got to perform one trick in front of my grandpa, and he was... I like to think he thought it was cool, but...
Grandpa fell asleep, huh?
He was not that entertained, so maybe we'll try again for a Christmas magic show.
Maybe Tony Vortex should retire.
That too. And how did the old turkey trot go?
Let me tell you, I got up early, I met with the group I was running with, and my turkey trot turned into the Hunger Games.
Oh?
Yeah. So we're running, and I said, okay, I'm going to do well with this. I'm not going to walk. I did end up walking, but we did like more intervals. I beat the time that I wanted to. But when you first start, it was in Claremont. And I got to tell you, there are a ton of people that like running is their thing. And I'm standing there going, why are you all up and running this early in the morning? So when you get going, it's like a crowd of people. And then as you like progress, you know, it kind of thins out. So at the very beginning, I'm kind of jogging and there's an older gentleman behind me. I feel him hit the back of my shoe and then he just eats it. Like, and this poor guy didn't even get his hands down. Like face plants.
Oh, no.
And so we all stop and I'm like, oh my gosh, and pick him up. And, you know, his nose is skinned up. He's not bleeding, but everybody picks him up and he keeps running. And in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I almost killed this old man. And the guy I'm running with is like, hey, it's kind of his fault. He ran up on you. And then the other guy we were running with goes, well, he was probably staring at your butt and then tripped right over your shoe.
Take that, creepy man.
So all in all, I finished, I think it was 1,661st.
Okay. Well, we have some things we could work on.
I mean, I don't know how many people that were there. I'm hoping more than 1,662. So, yeah, there's room for improvement.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I picked up a lucky penny today. I hope I am going to pick up that Dyson hair dryer later today. It's K-Frog's Christmas party. And we got a sneak peek at some of the raffle prizes that there are going to be. There's some good stuff.
I don't know if we were supposed to have a sneak peek because UPS would drop it off right inside the door. None of it was wrapped. You could tell exactly what the boxes were. So now, and Tori and I did the same thing last night. We had a game plan. She said, you know, what are you going to do if you're the first name called? Because it's one of those where if your name gets called, you go to the table, you get to pick the prize.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling her all the prizes. She was like, okay, well, that should be your first pick. If not, if that's gone, then go with that one.
You're doing a fantasy draft?
That's exactly with our raffle prizes, yeah.
Okay, looking at some of the prizes, though. I mean, these are a little bit pricier. There's like a Blackstone. There's the Dyson hair dryer. There's the Roomba. There's the Ninja that makes like the slushy. Like, these are some good prizes. As cool as they are, would you rather have the raffle at the opportunity to get a big prize, or would you rather have, hey guys, everybody, here's a $100 bonus?
Oh, you know what? I think I would rather take the raffle prize.
This is like Deal or No Deal.
That's exactly what it is, because I feel like you give me a $100 bonus. Yes, thank you. I'm probably going to spend it before I get home on a tank of gas.
But it's a tank of gas you didn't have to pay for.
That's true.
So it's almost like you got a gift card for gas.
Which is lame.
Is it? We all need it.
I'd rather have
the
Ninja Blender thing out there.
But you could also go home with nothing.
Well, from what I understand, I think there's enough prizes for everybody this year. So I think that's the only reason why I'm picking the raffle prize. And these are, like you said, these are good prizes, which the dollar value exceeds 100. So I'm excited. I'll tell you this. It may be a total different conversation tomorrow, because if I don't get the prize I want, I'm going to be very upset.
Anthony went home with nothing because he got greedy. Thinking about your work, if you were to have the opportunity to have a raffle with some very expensive prizes or a guaranteed bonus, probably not anything huge, we'll say like a $100 bonus.
These might be the best prizes I've ever seen since working here.
I would have to agree with you. But looking at them, there's a lot. And they are like big prizes. We're talking like Roombas, the Dyson hairdryer. There's a Blackstone, the Ninja slushy maker. Now, if you total them up, you could probably split the value and give everybody $100. So would you rather have the $100 like as a bonus or the chance to win a big prize?
Normally, I would take the money, but something's telling me to go with the prizes.
You're feeling lucky today, huh?
I think I am. I don't know. It's just because these do look like they're such great prizes, or the fact that I hear $100 and honestly, that doesn't say, I mean, that's a tank of gas for my truck.
But that's a tank of gas. It's still going to help you out. Like the 951 says, I'd rather have the $100 bonus. In this economy, that money would go towards Christmas presents for my family.
Okay, but what if you just win one of the gifts, you wrap it up and give that to your...
Here, little Johnny, you want a slushy maker?
Here you go, buddy. Here's a Blackstone. Get on the step
Here's
stool.
A Roomba. We'll make your chores a little
A lot
easier.
Of these prizes have more than $100 value. And yeah. Two, if you think, okay, you give me $100, I'll go shop and spend it on something for my family. Well, we just did have to work for you. Take the raffle prize home and give it to him, because now you have the money. You think, what am I going to get him? Now you're sitting thinking, what the heck am I supposed to get these people? I think it's just easier if you take the prize.
All right, Cindy, Norco, what are your thoughts? Would you rather have the $100 guaranteed or the chance to win a really cool prize?
Guaranteed $100. Last year, I won $500 at my Christmas party.
Nice. Now, did everybody win $500?
No.
See, but that's the thrill of playing the game. Had you not done that, you wouldn't have had $500.
All we did was put our name in a bucket when we walked in, and then all of a sudden they just drew names for all the prizes.
Cindy won last year, and she still says she would rather get the $100 guaranteed, though.
Yeah, that way I can get what I want.
Jason and Hesperia, would you rather have the chance to win a really cool prize or a guaranteed $100?
Well, you mentioned it was a bonus, which means it's coming through my paycheck, so it's not really $100 because they're going to tax it. But if it's a free raffle, I'd probably go with the raffle. You'll end up with better chances. Otherwise, it's like $75, really.
Jason, are you a lawyer?
No, I'm a...
He's like, no, I'm an accountant.
I'm a CPA.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Rock.
It is crunch time for Stagecoach. This week is going to be your last chance of the year to win Stagecoach tickets with the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound.
That's right, of the year. So next year it'll come back. You'll have another chance to win passes. But yeah, this will wrap it up. So make sure you have that guest ready at 7:30.
And I know one of the people that everybody is excited to see is going to be Lainey Wilson when she headlines Saturday nights. Last time we saw Lainey at Stagecoach, I think she was on during the day.
She was pretty low on that list, which I was like, can we try this again? Like, it's Lainey Wilson.
Lainey's joining us right now. Lainey, first off, we are so excited to see you out at Stagecoach. We've seen your transition during your Stagecoach set times. What do you think 9-year-old Lainey Wilson would say about your progression?
My goodness. I think she'd be very proud. You know, I said a while ago, I said, I'll feel like I'm starting to make it whenever my festival sets are at nighttime. And it wasn't long ago we were playing the 2 o'clock slot at Stagecoach out in the middle, you know, with no like cover. Our computers got too hot and quit working. But yeah, it feels good. I think she would just be proud. I think she would just say, you know, get out there and feel comfortable in your own skin. And it's your job to just spread light and love and joy and get out there and do it like you've always been doing it.
I, for one, am thrilled. Lainey is headlining. The entire Stagecoach lineup is fantastic.
I mean, she is the CMA Entertainer of the Year for a reason.
And we're going to send you to see her. You can be singing along with Lainey. The Stagecoach Sneaky Sound returns at 7:30.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It's officially December, so bring on everything Christmas, although I've been in Christmas mode for a couple weeks now. Over the weekend, I got to celebrate my birthday, and so my husband Art said, what do you want to do? And so we spent some time with my family. We spent some time with his family. We went out to dinner. My favorite restaurant in Laverne is called La Paloma. The bartender there was pouring a little heavy. And so when we were driving home, Art's like, is there anything else you want to do? I said, I really want to go look at Christmas lights. He's like, okay. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't December then. So I was like, I wonder how bad Thoroughbred's going to be. And this is a time where you can still walk through Thoroughbred in Rancho Cucamonga. So we decided to drive through because you can drive or walk. And it was like house decorated, two not, house, one not. Like, it was kind of hit or miss. But the thing that I thought was really interesting was one of the houses, this was like 9 o'clock at night, right? The guy was out there putting up his lights at night. And I didn't know if that was genius or dangerous.
I would think dangerous. There was one time where I had my lights up already and I'd come home from work and it was dark out and the lights were on. And sure enough, the tip top of the house, one of the bulbs had burnt out. And that's not okay with me. So before I even said hello to my family, went to the garage, got an extra bulb, went up to the roof. And I will never, ever do that again because of how dark it was up there. I don't want to say I was one step away from falling off the house, but two, it was pretty hard to see up there. So I don't know, if was this guy on a ladder or was he up on the roof?
Yeah, no, he had his ladder out and he was pulling out all the lights. And I don't know. I just was like, that's really strange. I don't think Art has ever thought like, oh, I'm going to put the lights up at night. It's always like a daytime thing. But if you're checking to make sure they're working, you're going to see it at night.
That's what I was going to ask, too. Is he putting them up while they're on?
No, they were not on.
How does he know what he's stapling then?
I don't know.
I don't think lights at night is a good idea at all. That's more of a morning activity. You wake up, you know you're going to do lights, prep, get the clothes on. When I say prep, it's like drink coffee and just kind of stare at the house, kind of get your game plan going.
Easy Griswold.
And then you start, then you get to work.
Is this smart? Is this genius or is this dumb? Putting up your lights at night. Does anybody actually do this?
Now
though?
I'm curious to see how many people do it at night. Not a night activity.
All right, weigh in. 888-431-3764. Putting your Christmas night at night, is that genius or dangerous? Over the weekend, my husband took me through Thoroughbred and Rancho Cucamonga to go look at all the lights. And you could tell they were still getting ready. I was there a little early, but there was one guy, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and he was putting his lights up. And I was like, I've never heard of that before. I always thought that was just like a daytime thing.
That's when I do it. I mean, I like I told you before, I went up on my roof pitch black because one of the lights were out and I went to go change it. And I was very scared. Couldn't see where the ground was.
Well, that's probably a good thing for you. Probably took away some of the scariness.
Yeah.
Look how high I am.
I don't like that.
Tori, catch me. 626 says, come on, guys. You know, he probably procrastinated all day putting up the lights and then knew he couldn't go to bed till he got them done. That's true.
That is true.
Because it was a Saturday. He was probably like, yeah, I'll get to it, honey.
Text from the 909 says the poor guy was probably out there since the morning. He was probably working 14 hours to get those lights up. 14 hours?
I mean, well, it seems like a lot, but for Thoroughbred, those houses go all out.
Because you're doing lights on the house, and then you're doing lawn lights, or maybe wrapping some trees.
And these aren't little itty-bitty houses. These are the big, nice houses in Rancho. Do you have an area like that in Corona?
We do. It's actually off of Main Street in Corona called Gingerbread Lane, a few streets up from where we live. And that's, at least for us, that's kind of the go-to street that you have to make sure you hit during the holidays.
How fun. 951 says, we put up our lights at night, usually, though, because we don't have time during the day. Luckily, we only have a one-story house, so we just use a two-step step stool.
How short is the house?
Or how tall are you? Okay, Shaquille O'Neal listening in the 951.
I gotta know now.
Okay, so you're gonna stick to daytime lights?
100%.
Or are you gonna actually put up the permanent lights? I'm telling you.
Oh, I told Tori that's what I wanted to do, but she loves like the classic, the white ones that we have. I said, okay, one more year.
Well, you can pick the color.
I know that. And I told her that.
I did a whole candy can design over the weekend. Art was like, stop messing with it. You're gonna break them. But it looks beautiful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.